Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, hello, and thanks for joining me today. Golly, it's that time of the month again. I can never believe it. It comes around so quickly, but it's one of my favorite shows. I do enjoy talking about topics of illness and the hidden meanings, but today is the Conversations with Carol show. What that means is we're just going to get to chat. Really no definitive topic other than the one that you decide that you want to talk about. I'm going to be sharing my medical intuitive skills with you and my intuitive skills to be able to maybe offer some different insight of the things that are going on. This, the 25th of this month of January, we had a little bit of a reprieve. The energy actually shifted where we found that we were kind of out of that heaviness that, we've probably all been feeling. That heaviness, of course, has a lot to do with the global issues. It has a lot to do with beginning the new year with the resolutions. Are we going to be able to make them? A very mentally, emotionally active time right now. And then you take all of that, and we've got this major shift of consciousness that is happening in the universe as well. And there's just a heaviness about it. We want to free ourselves, kind of that phoenix rising, rise above and move beyond where we are. But it takes a momentum. It takes a concerted effort. It takes a actual plan for us to be able to do that. And the first of the year, we always set those goals in place and yahoo, we're ready to go. But sometimes the timing, because of other things that we really can't even tangibly put our finger on, really just aren't vibrationally there to be able to really help us in the movement of that momentum. However, January 25th, we had a shift of energy. The momentum is now, it's kind of like somebody opened the curtain and said, okay, you're on stage. Now's your time. It's the time for you to be able to get out there, say what you want to, create what you want to, stay with it, have your plan, stay with it long enough to be able to really be experience some of the subtle manifestations. And so we have an actual change of pace right now. And then again in March, it ought to be moving along at a faster pace. And then come summertime, it'll be really at a fast pace. And then in the fall, we'll wish it wasn't at such a fast pace and it'll slow back down. So a lot of what you think individually, what I think individually, and what we think collectively is really going to help us and help the universe in getting out of this sense of feeling stuck and a lot of the heaviness that we're feeling. The universe, when we move beyond kind of like what I call that fog layer and that ambiguity in our mind, what am I going to be when I grow up? How am I going to do this? And so forth. Above that fog layer where we're just not sure exactly where we are, that's the heaviness of the fog and the dampness, that metaphor. But once we rise above that, we hit the clear skies, and then we start to get to have the visibility that really is far-reaching into our future. Now, can we really predict the future? I don't believe so. Especially as an intuitive, I don't believe I can, because we have free will, and we're always able to take what we're seeing and what we're experiencing and be able to change. That's one of the wonderful gifts of our humanness, is that free will. So while we have a plan in place, one of the things with the energy of 2010 is have your plan in place, be deliberate in your actions toward getting there, to be able to manifest what you desire. But also at the same time, it's may get a little tricky. It's being present in the moment. So in that present moment, you'll be aware of when circumstances and situations change. And so then you can make those course corrections immediately without getting, you know, a week or a month or a year beyond where you currently are or a situation is, and then looking back and going, what changed? So it's kind of be in the future as far as your plan, your goals, but also most important, always be present in the moment. One of the things that Rebecca, my producer, and I were talking about prior to coming on the show is that the immune systems right now are the part of the body, that third chakra, that personal power chakra. I've been doing readings with people on people with a lot of stomach issues, a lot of GERD, a lot of irritable bowel, a lot of compromised immune systems, aches and pains as a result of it. The immune system is all about irritation. It's all about held in emotions that seem to compromise how we see ourselves and undermine our self-confidence. So the longer we hang hang on to things, the more irritated we become, the more weakened the immune system becomes. So right now, with the energy as we move forward, especially up until the middle of March, one of the things you want to do is really feed and give your immune system what it needs. What it needs is it needs rest. What it needs is for you to say the things that inside that maybe you've been holding back for a long time that are basically irritating you. We also were talking about the fact sore throats and thyroid issues and things that you've heard me probably, if you've been listening to my show, talk about many times in different ways, but this is different. If you have something stuck in your craw that needs to be said and you're not sure exactly how to say it, sit down and write it out. Practice it. It's kind of like, preparing for a speech or preparing for going on stage or something like that. Become comfortable with your words. Be sure that those words really reveal the truth, that they deal with the issues and not so much with the emotionalism behind the issue. And then be sure that what you write down or what you speak comes from your heart. That is a wonderful healer and stabilizer of the immune system. So it needs rest, it needs to be able to speak truth, and it needs to be fed well. And that means that it needs a rainbow diet, greens, orange, yellows, reds, all of those are very healthy colors for us to be able to keep that immune system healthy. So again, as you go through these next few months, if for any reason you find that you're fatigued, you're tired, your body aches, maybe your throat gets sore, you're just not yourself, you're out of sync, best thing to do is be present in the moment, take a deep breath, ask yourself, what are your thoughts? Ask yourself, what are the emotions behind those thoughts? And what you'll do is being present in the moment, you can think, oh my gosh, that's a thought from 25 years ago or, 5 days ago. And I just need to finally let that go. Because remember, the energy of 2010 is all about resolve. Resolve, revisit an issue. Come up with options. Resolution is a game plan in action. Resolve is the final manifestation of been there, done that, done, complete, fini, don't want to revisit it again. That is the energy of 2010, and that's exactly what's going on. So, love yourself, love your immune system, help it along and give it what it needs. If it's a catnap in the afternoon, yahoo, so be it. Give your immune system, love yourself, because that's what makes your immune system happy and healthy. An interesting way to start the show. Thank you so much for that. I am going to be taking your questions, so if you have taking your calls. So if you have a question for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That's in the U.S. and Canada. And then we have another number, 425-644-5620. And that number can be U.S., Canada, and even international callers. So I hope you'll get on the phone and give me a call. I'd love to share my medical intuitive skills with you. Also, I've made some changes in my business, as well as all the changes that are going on. My Your Health teleclasses, where I actually used to charge for them, I decided that I really want to be able to do these, get a lot of people involved. So starting February 18th at 5:00 Pacific Standard Time, that's 8:00 Eastern Time, my Your Health teleclass series is now going to be free. We have lines available for as many callers as, I think we can take up to 1,000 callers. I would love to have that. Share what my insight is. The topic of February is arthritis. I'm going to be looking at the hidden meanings behind it, offering how arthritis actually maps in the chakra system, and then the role your personality plays in weakening the immune system, because so much of arthritis, in fact, all of arthritis, no matter what kind, really comes down with an inner irritation and chronic inflammation issue that weakens the immune system. So personality plays a tremendous role in weakening the immune system, meaning if we aren't our true selves, we compromise our immune system, and that really increases the susceptibility for the development of arthritis. The teleclasses are 60 minutes long, and at the end of teleclass, I'm going to also another change at the suggestion of a lot of my participants. I'm going to actually include in the teleclass the recording of the question and answers following the teleclass itself, because so much information is shared and people are saying is of great value. So we're going to be including that. And then following the teleclass within 48 hours, I'm going to be offering you the opportunity. Hello. the opportunity to purchase an audio download and then a printable PDF of arthritis. Those products will be available on my website, www.ritberger.com. You can register for the free teleclass also on my website. So I hope you'll join me and tell a friend. I'm very excited about the changes that we're making. Okay, let's go ahead and jump right in. Let's take Joanne from Michigan. Hi, Joanne. Thanks for calling me, sweetie.
Hi, Carol. Thank you. I'm so delighted to be talking to you.
My pleasure. How can I help you?
Well, I feel like this is my show. Let me tell you, I feel like I've lived my whole life in this fog layer that you're talking about. And yep. I was once diagnosed with manic depression, but I'm not really sure that's accurate at this point. I'm thinking it's more anxiety. I'd like to know what the language of my energy is.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. So let's go in. The common denominator that you have with where you are now, with the anxiety and with where you had the manic depression, the common denominator are two neurotransmitters, serotonin and dopamine. Those neurotransmitters are responsible for the chemical interaction in the brain and then also in the interaction in the body. So what you're experiencing with anxiety is coming back to that serotonin imbalance and then also the dopamine. Serotonin is tied to our mood. It's tied to our cravings of food. It also lets us know when we're full, when we're not full. It's tied in directly to body temperature, tied to the activities of the thyroid. And then dopamine in the same way is tied to many of those same things, except when serotonin and dopamine get out of balance. Then that pituitary gland, the master gland of the endocrine system, responds to emotions. The pituitary gland itself, the thing that triggers it into action is emotions. When serotonin and dopamine are off, honey, the pituitary doesn't read the message in the accuracy in which it's delivered. For example, it could be, wow, I'm anxious. The body hears, oh my gosh, I've got World War III going on. And as a result, the dynamics between the pituitary and the adrenals is like, we've got a major problem. That creates anxiety. Mm-hmm. So the way to work with this is that look for things that you can do to go back and revisit where you were when you had the manic depression. And I'm going to say the type of medications that you had, that they had you on. Revisit mm-hmm. those and look at those and see if there's something within that medication that made you feel better. And then what you can do is you can talk to a naturopath, go back and talk to a doctor. It may very well be because of just what I'm picking up that's going on in your life, sweetie. You're cleaning closets. You're getting rid of stuff. You're trying to create who you are while you're getting rid of things. It's a big task that you're doing. You're shedding so much of your childhood right now and your relationships with your family members. Just, first of all, tremendous work you're doing, but that is tiring. It's also a lot of emotional upheaval that happens, maybe we're not even aware of, that can create that anxiety. It may very well be that you could use something like SAMe. You have to be careful if you've had any kind of depression where you've been on a serotonin inhibitor, but one of the things is SAMe. You might look at 5-HTP. You might look at some of the different things, the St. John's wort, some things that you could do naturally, but also you might want to go and talk to a healthcare professional and ask them what would be the best thing. So let me tell you, now I'll net it down after all of that. This is going to change, sweetie. This is a pattern in you. It starts about the 2nd of December or the 2nd week, maybe 1st or 2nd week. It feels like the 2nd of December triggers something from an old childhood that you, it almost feels like dread to me, that you dread the winter. You dread either being cooped up in the house with your family when you were a child. There's something that's there that's bubbling to the surface. Now, you don't need years of therapy over this, but I'm going to tell you there's a pattern in your energy that says this is something that occurs every year starting in December. By the end of February, the 1st of March, you start getting better. And then from the psychological part, you will, that this too will pass. The other thing is you feel like your age is also kind of working against you from the standpoint that some of the anxiety you may be experiencing is tied to thyroid and some of the change that you're going hormonally. So I've given you three different ways. One is let's visit the serotonin, dopamine, neurotransmitters. The next thing is to acknowledge you are doing a tremendous amount of work that takes a lot of energy. There's a lot of emotional undertones to that. It could have you spinning, maybe emotionally not being yourself. That will affect the neurotransmitters. And then the other thing is that where you want to go in and look at where you are hormonally as well. So there's three different aspects.
I am on bioidentical.
Okay, so going with that, let's go in. And when was the last time they worked with your medication?
Well, see, now I was on Lexapro, and I went off it.
Okay.
I was going to try to, you know, wean myself off it and see how I was doing.
Okay.
Do you think I should be on something, though?
I do.
Okay.
My sense is that you're not to a point when I touch you, that this is going to be a long-term process. It's almost like it, when I go into that psychological pattern and that timing around it, it's almost like you just need a little bit of help in these next couple months or where you've been and things. So you might want to, again, with the healthcare professional, doctor, psychologist, psychiatrist, whatever you're comfortable in seeing, you might just go in and tell them about the anxiety and see if there's something they can offer to you that doesn't have that emotional charge around it that Lexapro does.
Okay.
There are a lot of other serotonin uptake inhibitors that basically will be able to work with. They're always coming up with things. They're more user-friendly. They don't have that kind of stereotypical addictiveness comment about them. So you might look at something like that. But again, sweetie, I think it's a threefold process. So as you're looking at each of your options, look at it from that threefold process.
Okay. What were my agreements when I came in? Can you tell me?
I can. Thank you for being so open. The major work that you are here on this earth, and I mean, there's going to be a lot of us that are going to go, yeah, well, that's my work too. But every one of our work, while it may sound the same, is a little different. Your work is all about relationships. You literally came here to grace this earth, to be an observer of relationships, to be able to find out what in our humanness do we use that creates such a weapon of mass destruction around something that ought to be such a reward of life, such as a relationship. Now, a lot of people are going to, again, like I said, sweetie, they're going to say, oh my gosh, that's me. But I'm going to tell you, your agreement around relationships and the observer is all about family dynamics. It isn't about friends. It isn't about, you know, a lover or a partner or whatever it is. It is how can souls choose the dynamics of the activities within the family that can be so, in your particular case, can appear to be so loving and open in some ways and yet so destructive in others.
Thank you.
And
you're absolutely right.
That is your work, and that's why I wanted to acknowledge that you've done so much work around the family part of it. And there is a pattern. I mean, I can go back, sweetie, to 18 months, 19 months old, when this is a dynamics within your family that it's like every winter, like, oh, darn, winter's here again. Everybody has to sit around and, you know, look at each other, and you guys all get cabin fever, and comes out. And so that is your work. And knowing that, then what you'll do is you'll move beyond your family dynamics, honey, and now you're going to start noticing the dynamics of other family members, your siblings, your children, their dynamics. But everything that's encapsulated in dynamics, in relationships with you, is specifically the dynamics of family.
Okay.
So I have a question. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well,
go ahead.
Is there a relationship out there for me?
There is. But until you got through a lot of this stuff that you're doing and move beyond the fact that you're not worthy of being loved.
Okay.
This is a big thing.
You're right.
Once you did that,
Have I moved beyond it?
You are in the final throes.
Thank you.
you actually started transmitting, probably about 2 years ago, that you really want someone in your life. Yep. But with the gift of who you are is, instead of just creating this Mr., you know, perfect, you're in there. And the first thing you did is say, oh, by the way, I do not want this. I do not want this. I do not want this. So your list of what you don't want is already well defined. So now your time is to go in and say, what do you want? The first thing I want to say to you that just popped in, you want to be very clear on the age span or the age segment you want this person to be. There feels to me there's a little bit of ambiguity as whether it would be younger, same age, or older. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where you're working right now.
Okay, can I ask you one more question?
Well, let me ask you a question. Yep, let me ask you a question. Then, unfortunately, I'm going to have to move on because I've got a bunch of others. But the question is, sweetie, what do you do for a living? I am not good at that.
I work at the Postal Service.
Okay, there's a family right there.
Oh, please.
Does it remind you of your childhood?
It's awful. But I'm at an age where I could retire, and I'm wondering, am I supposed to be doing that now? I mean...
You know what?
Put
your plan in place. It feels to me that a step that would be a wonderful direction for you, especially with all the things that you've learned, the experiences of relationships and everything, you might want to go in and look at maybe a life coach or seeing if you can be of service to other children that are maybe in a place where they don't know how to get out of a situation. They feel trapped and everything, kind of where you were. So you might want to look at coaching, counseling, something like that. You would be a magnificent mentor, teacher, coach, counselor, because you have a very compassionate ear for listening.
Well, thank you.
You are most welcome. Sorry I have to move on, Joanne, but thank you for calling me, sweetie. Light and love to you, and keep cleaning those closets. You are just so close. All right, let's go ahead and take Mary Beth from Virginia. Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi, Carol. Thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure, sweetie. How can I help you?
Well, I have had high blood pressure on and off now for a year and a half. About a year and a half ago, I had my first UTI. And then the blood pressure, you know, would go up and down after that. As I was listening, as you were speaking to the first caller, Joanne, I, you know, was writing down my notes, and I realized, well, a year and a half ago, we were getting ready to move from one state to here in Virginia. And most of our family is back in the other state. And so I don't know what the connection is here, if there is one, but I'm thinking there might be now. But I'm feeling that I'm just... somewhere in my aura, I'm trying to do meditation and unclog things and get things, you know, flowing freely, but I feel like I'm stuck somewhere, and I feel like that is got to do with the blood pressure going up. Today, as a matter of fact, I stayed home. I would not be able to normally hear you live or call you because I'd be at work, but my pressure was up, and I decided to stay home, take care of it, and so I'm so pleased to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I just love the way the universe works, don't you?
Yes.
All right. So let's go in. I want to give you a visual of your aura. Okay. The spiritual part, let's go in just where your heart is located in your physical body. It's really tucked behind that sternum, that breastbone. And... in that part of the aura, and below that is the third chakra. Fourth chakra is really all about self-love. It isn't the love that we give to others and we get from others, while that does feed us, but it isn't really what the fourth chakra is about. The fourth chakra is all about self-love. It's about going in and looking at ourselves, and instead of looking at ourselves through the eyes of disappointment of all the things that we haven't done or that we regret that we have done, in that process, when we go into the self-love, we go in and we start looking for all the things we have done. That's the first thing that is important for you. You've been working on it in bits and pieces. But one of the things that happens, hon, is it feels like you get a lot of people that distract you mentally. The third chakra is all about personal power. It's all about, you know, feeling good within your body. It's all about being able to stand tall, to be truthful, to allow your intuition to merge with your feelings in your heart, to know that what you're pursuing or you're moving forward is exactly what is right for you. The universe, in the council that I work with, spoke a lot about 2010, about doing what's right for you. And I question that to some degree, typical of my personality, first of all. But the other thing is, I thought, oh my gosh, if I'm going to share this message, I don't want it to sound like I'm saying to people, I want you to come from your own human ego to the point where it's driven by your own demands, not being sensitive to others, not being open to how other people feel, not being driven for lack of conscience, all of those moral things that we deal with so much in our conditioning. But what was shared with me, and the reason I brought that up, sweetie, is for you, doing what is right for you, Mary Beth, is doing what feels right in your heart, honey.
Okay.
If you make decisions, you feel to me that you make decisions because they have to feel right. Yet I can pick up all of these people in your life that are mentally trying to tell you in many ways, what does heart have to do with it? What does feeling right have to do with it? Come on, these are the facts. This is the way it's always been. Just jump on board. Don't keep fighting us. Well, what has occurred, sweetie, is by compromising what's right for you, making decisions by your heart, it's compromising your personal power, and it's causing you to be like a pot that's boiling on a stove. And that's where I'm picking up the blood pressure part of it. The fact that it has its ups and downs, it tells me when I touch it that what we're not dealing with is a chronic blood pressure issue. We're just getting a pressure read on the fact that you're being pressured into doing something that doesn't feel right to you.
Okay,
so that's
right.
The first thing.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is, so let's go back to the aura. Between that breast area, that heart area, and just above your belly button, that third chakra, I would like you to visualize a separation in your field. Your spiritual self is very clear in what you enjoy doing. Your creativity is just bursting at the seams, wanting out. Your physicalness, you're responsible. You live up to your commitments. You're very truthful. You're very straightforward. So your physical world feels like it's well defined and in place, as your spiritual part does. But this little bit of separation that I have in your field is, best way to say it, it looks like a sheer drapery. I can still see inside the heart, but what it is this little veil, this little sheer, feels like it's separated enough to where you feel disconnected from yourself. And so what I want you to do is I want you to see that sheer being there, and I want you to close the drapes, visualize closing the drapes. You are the drapes. I want you to get in your body, feel good about yourself, see yourself through your accomplishments, not your disappointments. I have people in your life right now that all they're doing is pointing out disappointments, all the things you coulda, shoulda, woulda done.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is they're causing you to not feel good about yourself, and they're causing your pot to boil on the back stove. Another thing to do, there's a visualization. Sweetie, I want you to get out a piece of paper whenever it's convenient for you, and I want you to write down what right now is really bugging you. And there's something that's really bugging you. And look at that. Put it down on paper. Get that energy out of you. Look at it. Ask yourself, can you solve this problem? If you can, how much of the problem can you solve? If you can't, then you need to walk away.
Okay. And, I understand that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. You're very, very clear. You're very open in how you're saying things to me. When I said get rid of that, then you fall back into your power of your heart and you say, what does that feel like to me? How can I do that? And what you just heard is you heard me clear my voice.
Yeah.
And that voice was the energy of a male that is in your life that is at work, not at home, but as at work, that is bugging the daylights out of you. I actually felt the energy of that person. It's almost like you're being silenced, and that is driving you buggy.
Okay.
So I have to say thank you to the person that came and caused me to hack and do all that. But the other part of it is, it's like, whoa, we were able to identify who and what and at least get you started.
Okay.
The other thing is the inflammation. What you want to do is look at when you get really irritated, what you eat. And you might want to do some work on chronic inflammation. That's what causes the blood vessels to not be as have the elasticity, and then that can be an increase of blood pressure. But I actually find that as a medical intuitive, blood pressure is tied to the liver. Who are you angry with? Who's making you feel guilty? There's your two questions to answer. Ask yourself.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Carol.
And well, my...
Thank you for the free teleclasses that you're giving to us, and I really appreciate that.
Well, you are most welcome, and thank you for letting me share things with you so I could hear things that I need to do. What a great gift this is. Thanks, Mary Beth. Have a wonderful day, honey. And,
thanks. You
know, I'm glad you had to miss work. All right, so let's go ahead and jump in and take a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to come back and take more calls and answer your questions, sharing my medical intuitive skills. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Well, we're back. When I say we're back, it's me, it's you, it's all of the energy. Today's a Conversations with Carol show. I've been sharing my medical intuitive skills. What a fun thing to be able to do. This is one of the real rewards of the work that I do, not only being able to share how I see energy, but then also just being able to chat the way that we're doing. I've got a very exciting another announcement. I started out the first segment by saying that starting in February 18th, I'm going to be offering all of my teleclasses free so you can join me. I'm going to be doing question and answers that we're going to be recording, and then there'll be downloadable products for you to purchase if it's something that you're interested in. But I feel like that Chevy Chase Christmas movie right now. Starting February 3rd, that is next Wednesday, I'm going to be launching my new internet TV show on vibrancetv.com. Each week, I'm going to be taking your suggestions, and very similar to my radio show, sharing my medical intuitive skills by answering your questions. The show is going to air at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. We're going to start with a half hour in length, and then if the demand is such and I get enough interest in it, then I'm going to actually go to a one-hour free TV show. Free. It's always free on the internet. TV show on vibrancetv.com. Also, I wanted to let you know that two of my fellow Contact Talk Radio host and Hay House friends, Summer Mistravic and her mother, Venus Andrek, are also have a show on Vibrance TV on Wednesday mornings at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. People have said to me, are you going to give up radio? Oh, no, I love it. So we get to talk and get to see and get to interact twice every Wednesday, one at 10 o'clock on Contact Talk Radio for an hour, and then on Wednesday afternoons at 3 o'clock Pacific time on VibranceTV.com. You might even want to go on to VibranceTV.com and check it out. They have a lot of trailers, a lot of work with Esther and Jerry Hicks. And then also you can go into the channels and you can watch Summer and her mother interact. But anyway, that's going to be next Wednesday at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So I hope you'll join me. Very, very excited. I'll get to spend twice in one day on a Wednesday with you. All right, let's jump in. Let's go ahead and take Cherie from Illinois. Hi, Cherie.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Did I say that right, honey? Is it Cherie or Cherie?
It's Cherie.
Very good. How can I help you, sweetie?
I'm just calling because I wanted to ask a few questions. I was just diagnosed with breast cancer, and the cancer is not prominent in my family. They're looking at me being the first to have this type of diagnosis. So I'm wondering, what can I do to actually move forward, heal my body?
Well, first of all, the very good news is that there isn't a genetic predisposition, and that's something that would show up in your testing and so forth. What that means is that what you're experiencing actually has what I call an in situ, meaning that it feels like it's a very isolated, contained situation. It doesn't have that genetic predisposition, so it's something that will be able to be worked with in a very straightforward fashion and be able to be dealt with through surgery and chemotherapy. Have you decided to go that route yet, sweetie?
Actually, yes. I'm having surgery soon, but at this time, chemo and radiation is not in the diagnosis, as they believe that it has not spread it into the lymph nodes.
You know what? They are right. They are right. Now, I want to tell you that by the nature of your doctor, touching the energy of your doctor feels like a very cautious doctor, very skilled at what he feels like that he does. Is it a male?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
What he does have a little element of cautiousness about him. So what he may do is in the process of going in, he may decide, and it'll be purely his call, to go in and take what's called a sentinel node, a lymph node. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have it there, but what he's doing is we have these sentinel nodes that basically tell the story about all the nodes around it. He may decide to take that from the standpoint of being sure that he's dotted every I, crossed every T, and this is isolated. I can tell you, sweetie, when I go in energetically, it's a very isolated situation. Now, I'm going to offer a completely different take on this than I think the doctor and you are looking at. The breast that I can pick up that they're going to go in and do the surgery on, honey, you feel like you were in an accident maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Something hit you in the chest area. I'm not sure that what I'm picking up isn't the result of an injury of a situation that created this predisposition for the cells to mutate that has formed in breast cancer. Can you go back 5 or 6 years with me? Were you in a car accident? Were you hit? Did you run into something? Were you bumped? Was there something that happened, hon?
It wasn't exactly 5 years ago. When I was 2 years old, I was in a car accident that was nearly fatal.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine.
That.
Yeah, thank you for that. We'll take a little bit of that is that it feels like where the predisposition for this is it has injury associated with it. So again, nothing for you to dwell with. It just felt important when that popped in for me to share that with you. That could also,
your head, sweetie. My sister was actually, has MS, and I do a lot of extreme lifting in her regard.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if that plays a role.
Well, let's go in and I'm just going to ask you to hold the energy. And the reason that it came forward is to offer a different perception of the breast cancer itself, to where it doesn't, in your mind, get wrapped up in a lot of the drama of what we associate with breast cancer. This feels like an isolated situation. It feels like it has underpinnings of something that caused it other than the typical estrogen dominance, genetic predisposition, hormone imbalances, whatever it may be. For me to share those things with you is just offering and saying, you know, if your doctor says it's isolated, he knows what he's talking about. So the other thing is, I am a very firm believer working with energy that if we're going to have any part of our body removed, it's a perfect time for us to pack in any old emotions or hurts or disappointments or tragedies that we may have and experienced in our life, and kind of pack it up like we're going to pack up a steamer trunk. The one thing that I will say to you is, before you have the surgery, there's two things. One is, I would like you to not spend a long time, but go in and say to yourself, what do I want that's been inside me that I want to get rid of? If it's grief, I want it to pack up grief. If it's sadness, I want to pack up sadness. If it's anger, woo, let's put the anger in there as well. Let's just pack that puppy up, and when it's gone, it's gone. So that's one of the visualizations. The second thing is, I found as a medical intuitive, when we remove any part of the body, we have time following the removal to put in our own energy of self-love. One of the things I want you to do is, I want you to pull a picture of yourself when you were happy and you could see that happiness in your eyes and the smile in the face. And I want you to visualize that every day. It should be the person that looks at you when you're having breakfast, at night before you go to bed, at the nightstand. That will start the healing of this energy in that part of the body prior to any kind of surgery. It'll bring in that love that we have for ourselves. And it's like, okay, get rid of the old, put in the new. The other thing that I encourage you to do is talk to your doctor and ask your doctor if it would be possible for you to have some earphones on, and you have a song that you absolutely love. Actually, there's about five or six. You feel like you love music, but there's a song that you really like. Yeah, there is. There's a song you really like. And when you listen, woo, it just lifts your spirits, and I can feel you just kind of floating all over everywhere. If you would get that somehow on a CD, put it on your iPhone, your iPod, your iPhone, whatever, put it on a recorder, whatever. I want you to start listening to that right now.
Okay.
And all of those things, as woo-woo as they may sound, start the energetics of healing long before the body is going to be asked to go in and do the healing part of it.
Perfect.
So those are things that you can do. The other thing is that go in. Boy, we've got a couple people, three people that came into your field. Let me see what that's all about real quick. All right. Okay. Your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let your mom's worry become your worry. You've got a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Is someone going to come and be with you and help you and take care of you afterwards and just kind of cheer your spirits up?
Absolutely.
Okay, good girl. She's a very, very good friend. She's a true blue friend. She has always been there for you. You guys are like the Yaya sisterhood when I touch the two of you. She is a person that you want in your space. She came in and said, I want me in there too, Carol. So that's the other one. The third one is your sister. Have you talked to your sister about the situation?
Yes.
Okay, good. Your sister has some questions. Is she starting to ask you questions?
No, she's not starting to ask me questions. She's pretty much involved with everything as I go forward and I find out information.
Good. What you might want to do is just every so often just say to her, do you have any questions? Do you have anything? Because there feels like that she, when she came into your field, is that she's got a lot of concerns that this may be a genetic thing, even though we know that it isn't most. It appears that it's not. That's a political correct way to say it, but I do need to say it that way. We both know that it isn't, but That's the way it needs to be said. But she may have some questions. You might want to just be available if she has those questions and some concerns that maybe somehow this will be something that she will have to deal with as well. So those are the three people. They're all feminine energy. Your mom has a great, compassionate, sensitive heart. Your girlfriend is just, my God, you can't pick up a better friend to be able to take anywhere. And your sister relies on you so much. And you're like, you know, kind of her idol type of it and all the person of all the things. And you might be able to help her in the process. Another gift of the healing is when we help other people understand and quell their fears, then we quell ours in the process. So, and then just be open to the doctor and what the doctor has to say. And if for any reason they do happen to remove a lymph node, just for a check thing, just the sentinel, I wouldn't be concerned about it. They're just, the doctor's just being really cautious, which is exactly why you want him on your team.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
My pleasure, my love. What I want you to do is we've connected heart to heart, you and I, and I'm going to ask you, what day are you going to have surgery? Just give me a date.
On the 15th.
Okay, good girl. 15th of February?
Yes, 15th of February.
That's my birthday, so I'll tell you
what.
I am going to get a healing circle, and I'm going to get all this, and I'll tell you what. We're just going to lighten you up and lift you up, and you're going to come through with flying colors.
I like that. Definitely.
Very good. Thanks,
Thank
my love.
Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. Let's jump in and take Christine from California. Hi, Christine.
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure, sweetie. Oh, we've got a baby, huh?
Yeah, we have a baby.
Woohoo! Good news, bad news. Woohoo, you have a baby. The other part of it is, sweetie, you've got a crystal indigo. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
This is going to be just so much fun for you. But I'm going to tell you, it feels like every one of the parenting things that you've ever learned, you're going to get create new parenting skills. This child wants you to play, have fun, lighten up, not be so serious. And so there you go. So there's a sneak preview into this beautiful little crystal indigo that you're carrying. So now how can I help you?
Well, okay, thanks. That's exciting. Well, my due date was Monday, and now all of a sudden my nurse midwife is talking about how they're going to have to do ultrasounds or exams because I'm going late now, and maybe they're going to have to induce. And I'm just wondering, you know, I just don't really feel that way, or just wondering, is my body okay? Can I birth? Or they're saying that maybe the baby's really big, or...
Well, I don't know about the actual size of babies. I'm not really good at that, but I can tell you this baby's got big energy.
Okay.
Big energy. Now, one of the things that feels like it is it's like 3 days ago the baby was ready to be born, and now it's like, you know, I need to be sure that I just dotted every I. Do I have my sacred agreement right? You know, am I going to remember this? Am I going to remember all these things? And it's kind of like that final checklist that we would do if we were packing and going for a big trip. That we go through and we look at our suitcases and say, okay, do I have everything that I need on this trip to be able to have it really, you know, worthwhile and fun and everything else? That's where your baby is. Your baby is in there going, I need to be sure that I have everything in my suitcases. Cause when I come through, to be born, then what I want is I want to just hit the deck running. And that's exactly the way that this child feels. To me is that I'm not picking up anything that causes me as a medical intuitive to be tweaked to say that we have a problem with the baby. We just have a baby that 3 days ago was ready to come and right now isn't ready to come because the, you know, just wanting to do this final checklist. In the inducing part of it, I'm not sure truthfully because of reading your energy, whether that will be something that is necessary. And the reason for that, it isn't that the baby isn't ready to come. What I don't know when I kind of go in and poke at you energetically with the energy of the baby that I'm picking up, I'm not sure that you will dilate as quickly as you need to for the child to come into this world. And again, I'm not picking up anything I'm concerned about, sweetie. It's just that I just pick up a lot of energy of this child, and I'm just not sure you'll dilate quick enough, honey.
Really? Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I do anything? Is there anything that I can do to
help me labor more, or?
Yeah, you know what you could do is that you could do, there used to be a commercial on with Mervyn's. I'm not plugging Mervyn's. Of course, they're not around in California, but there used to be a commercial that this woman would just be anticipating going into that store to buy things, and she would put her face up against the glass and her hands, and she'd say, open, 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 open.
Okay.
I want you to see your cervix opening and opening and opening in a relaxed state so that baby can be born.
Okay.
But, you know, the other thing I have to say with great love, you know, sweetie, you need this rest before this child's going to come. This child is going to be glorious. But, you know, enjoy these night sleeps, honey. I'm just not sure.
Really?
Yep. So what child is this? It feels like, what, number two or three?
This is the first child that I'm birthing, yes, that I'm having.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, very, very good.
Before, yeah.
Yep. Yep. So anyway, your midwife is really good. Trust her. You've been together a lot. You've done a lot. Trust her with it. And we just want to start that process of you relaxing so we can get that, get you dilated to the point where the baby can come the way that you want it to.
Just relax. Okay. Great. And then one other question. Is there anything I can do to kind of release a little bit of the fear of labor?
Yes. Boy, you took me back to my daughter just turned 40. I thought, how the heck could this happen? And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, what do I tell her? What can we do to remove that little bowling ball from a soda straw? That was my thought when I went through this. The doctor said something. I said, that's going to go through that. I'm sorry. So one of the things that you can do is to, let me go in because it's very specific for your body. One of the things that you can do is you can start working on relaxing the lower part of your back. It feels that part of the pregnancy has been a back resting on the back, quite a bit for you. So you can do some, exercises where you're just kind of down on the floor, maybe your knees up, and then just to be able to see those muscles in your back just melt like butter in a hot pan, and just work with that and just see these waves of these muscles relaxing, and that when they relax, it just kind of pushes a little and everything. And for some reason, it's almost like a very yoga energy Kegel part where you bring it in and then relax and bring it in and relax it. But that's the part that feels like where you've got the most tension is that lower back part. If you could just practice on relaxing those muscles, it feels like then that will allow the position of the baby and the for you to dilate where you need to.
Wonderful. Okay. Fabulous.
Yeah. Music. All of a sudden your baby came in, says, tell mom to put on some of that music she listens to all the time.
Okay. I will. Sounds good.
I don't know. I think this child is here to teach you, sweetie. I really do.
Whoa, okay.
You know, I'd normally say that it'd be like, oh, well, a little mini you. But I'll tell you, this is a little beautiful being, one of these beautiful crystal children, and is literally here to remind you what's really important. And, you know, there's so much of us that gets distracted by things. But anyway, enjoy. And you know what? You've got, if you ever are inclined to or you want to, send me a vibe mail or pop me an email or something. You can go to my website and get the information. I would love to see this beautiful little child.
Okay, I will send a picture.
Thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Have a good day.
Oh, bye-bye. My pleasure. Well, boy, I tell you, these times just go so quickly. It's been a lot of fun for me to share energy with you. Debbie, I'm sorry, my love, I couldn't get to you. Thank you so much. Yes, you are in transition. Sweetie, the direction you want to go is the direction that you've wanted to go for the last 2 years, but you didn't know how to get there. You've got your plan in place now. You've taken the right step. You're weighing your options. That's in transition. And it is time for you to take that step. You've done great work, sweetie, as far as the direction. Go back. What did you decide you wanted to do to do 2 years ago? And there you'll find your answer. Well, thank you so much for joining me. It's been a lot of fun. Couple reminders. February 18th is my first free teleclass that I'm going to be doing of the year. The topic is arthritis. You can register on my website at www.ritberger.com. I hope that you'll join me. And then again, I'll be answering questions at the end of the teleclass. And also next week, join me at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on vibrancetv.com. as I'm going to launch my new TV show by sharing my skills again, answering questions, and just having fun. My first show, I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to bring my, have my crayons, and I'm going to actually color for you what I see, because so many people say, Carol, what do you see? Well, join me next week on Vibrance TV at 3 o'clock Pacific Time, vibrancetv.com, and I'm going to have my crayons, and I'm going to show you. Light and love. Have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for joining me.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.